Good morning, everyone. Love thy neighbor as thyself. We are on day 12. How do we fulfill this biblical mandate? It's one of the most famous phrases from the Hebrew scripture, from the Torah, from Tanakh. We almost take it for granted. Love your neighbor as yourself. Is it really possible? So in the chapter, we discussed this issue. The Rishonim, the medieval rabbinic commentaries, really struggle with this question. And most of them actually do not believe that this verse should be read literally. Right? Because is it really possible to love another person as much as you love yourself? So some suggest that what the pasuk, what the verse really means is putting yourself in other people's shoes. Asking yourself what you would want if you yourself were in such a position, let's say your friend, God forbid, is ill. So love your neighbor as yourself would mean asking yourself, if I was ill, God forbid, then what would I want from my friends? And then fulfilling that very desire that you would want from other people, doing that for your friend who, God forbid, is ill, right? Let's say you'd want other people to pray for you. Let's say you'd want people to visit you in the hospital. I don't know, donate to your favorite cause, right? So then you do those things for your friend, and that's v'ahavta l'rechka kamocha. That's love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't mean really you have to love other people as much as you love yourself. That's not really possible. The Radvaz, I was going to share. It's not in the chapter, but that's what you get from listening to this chat. Beautiful Torah, not even included in the chapter. So the Radvaz, great Jewish commentator, compares the entire Jewish people to the body of a single individual. And he says that just like you would never, you know, think of harming, let's say, your own body, like maiming yourself, God forbid, cutting off your arm, right? Because you say, well, it's just my arm, it's not my body, right? No, your arm is an integral part of who you are. You would never do that. So too, with a fellow Jew, it doesn't really mean, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, that you can love other. It just means that you look at everyone in the Jewish community as an extension of yourself, that we're one large organism, the Jewish people, and we have different parts. And I'm one part, and my fellow Jew is another part. So that's, you know, another explanation. But the Rambam, the great Maimonides, wrote, and I put this in the chapter, that the Torah means what it says, that you should have mercy and love for your brother as faithfully as you love and have mercy for yourself. And this applies to financial things, to physical things, whatever he or she desires. And the question is, how do we understand this? Because the Rambam, Maimonides, seems to read this verse literally. You have to really love other people as much as you love yourself. So one of my teachers, Rabbi Mann, we just heard from him in Israel on our trip to Israel a couple of weeks ago. And Rabbi Mann explained the answer is actually in the pasuk. What does it say in the verse after love your neighbor as yourself? V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ani Hashem, I am God. Now that verse is found already a number of times in the Torah. We've been introduced to God many times in the Torah. Why does Hashem have to throw his name in there? After the commandment, love your neighbor yourself, I am God. So it's to teach us that what aspect of yourself does God want you to love? We know that self-love is presupposed in this verse because it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Right? The assumption is that you already love yourself. But what aspect of ourselves does God want us to love? Right? How much money we make, how popular we are, what we look like, right? These aspects of our lives may seem important, but they don't define the essence of ourselves. I am God. Love your neighbor as yourself. What aspect of yourself does Hashem want you to love? It's right there in the pasuk, my friends. I am God. Ani Hashem. The aspect of you which is Hashem, which is godly, the soul, the neshama. That's the part of you that Hashem wants you to love. And then you can love other people as much as you love yourself. Because think about it, if you truly cultivate a love for the deepest part of who you are, which is the soul, the reflection of Hashem within us, then what's to stop us from loving other souls, which is also a reflection of Hashem in other people? See, what separates us from others is the way we look, the socioeconomic class to which we belong. Whatever it is in our society that separates us, that makes us look and feel different from other people. But what brings us together, what is the true unifying force between all of humanity, is the soul. And if you can love your soul, if you can love the Hashem, the God within you, then what's to stop you from loving the God in other people? That is a true bracha, if we're able to really see other souls, just like we see our own soul, then we can truly love other people. Rav Shimon Shkup, he's a great Rosh Yeshiva of the Tel Yeshiva, and was also a teacher at Yeshiva University many years ago. He talked about the idea of expanding the sense of self, right? We don't have to really work on that, you know, with our own, let's say, family members, right? You look at a parent, a sibling, if you have a decent relationship, you look at them as almost an extension of yourself. famous story, Rav Ari Levine, he went with his Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. He went with his wife when she was complaining about pain in her leg. And they went to the doctor together, and Rav Ari famously said to the doctor, "Our leg hurts. Our leg hurts," because he felt her pain. Because the Talmud says, "Ishto kagufo," a man's wife is like his own body. We see certain people's extension of ourselves. Rav Shimon Shkrob said, how far can we expand our own sense of self? Love your neighbor as yourself. Of course you love yourself. How many other people can you pull into your own definition of self? And that's an incredible thing. This is a story of Yisrael Misalant, who lived in the 19th century in Kovno. And there was a homeless shelter in Kovno in Lithuania, which fell into disrepair. He moved into the homeless shelter because nobody was fixing it. He knew he was a big rabbi. They would fix it if he moved in. He went in there until they fixed the homeless shelter, because his definition of self was quite extensive. How broad can we sort of move the circle of self, right? Maybe we can include naturally our siblings, our parents, our best friend, but how many other people can we get into that? And I think going back to the original answer, if we can view the self as really the soul, and we can cultivate the love for our own individual souls, and what is to stop us from doing that to each other? Have a great day.